Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. In my earlier audio article on identity, expect the best, get the best, I stressed the importance of identity and attitude. One of the topics we discussed is a personal favorite of mine, expectations. You learned how not trying too hard to get a girl's number and not expecting that bombshell to just invite herself to your house will in fact often lead to such things happening. Well, I want to continue this topic by talking about expectations as well as about choice, two things that are really exciting. As usual, I'll be discussing this with my partner in crime, and believe me, guys, she's worth your time, triple-O-relationships.com female expert Amy Waterman. So, my margarita maid, que pasa?
Oh, I'm not doing terribly wonderful this morning. Another date on Saturday night.
Another disastrous blind date?
It was okay. Just okay. Mm. But halfway through the date, I got to thinking, it's Sunday night. Don't I have to go to work tomorrow?
Yeah.
And I got home before midnight, but no worries on that.
No worries. So is this date worthy of another chance, or is this...
Probably professional relationship.
Professional.
It was sort of strange because halfway through the date, I found out that his little brother was my boss's best friend. So it's hard to date in a small town, isn't it?
Yes, yes. It's very much like this. Excellent. So here are the three topics Amy and I will discuss in today's exclusive audio article, part two of Identity. Expect the best, get the best. Number one, have high expectations of yourself and of other people. Number two, pro-choice, knowing what to expect and sticking to it. And number three, expect the unexpected, surprising a girl and winning her heart. So honestly, we can talk all day about how being different and going against the grain will make you more attractive. It works not only in dating, but also in business, politics, just about any area, really. It's a topic discussed at length by pretty much all the dating gurus out there, including David D'Angelo. So Amy, you and I have talked quite a bit about how one shouldn't expect unrealistic, unbelievable things to happen every time you go out to a bar. We've said it's good to go in with low expectations of events. But that doesn't mean you should have low expectations of yourself. Tell our listeners about the importance of being true to yourself and having high expectations of yourself and of others.
Well, I think the area that I see that's happening is when guys go out and they get totally smashed and they try and hit on every single girl that walks by and they humiliate themselves.
Yes.
I have a friend that always goes out with, he has got a lovely group of female friends that he goes out dancing with and he'll be out there on the dance floor dance with them and he'll see guy after guy come up and try to approach, completely shot out of the water, and he just has to laugh. He says these guys are suckers for self-punishment. Why? Because they get drunk and they just don't see when a woman's saying, get away, I'm not interested.
Right, right. But what about, you know, when a guy thinks that a girl should behave a certain way? I mean, we're not talking about those guys who just want to, you know, do these stupid pickup lines. No, we're talking about guys who actually have a decent approach, you know, respect a woman, but, you know, expect a certain behavior. They don't expect this, you know, prima donna drama queen behavior. What about those kinds of guys?
Well, I think those kinds of guys also, I'm sorry, I think as a woman, this is one of the areas I'm passionate about. Guys, when we're rejecting you, just walk away gracefully. Because if we're not interested, we're not. Mm. And there's times where we're going to go out to a bar or in some other event and we're going to be with our friends. We don't want to get hit on. Mm. And we're going to send you signals saying stay away. And the guys who just are clueless and just don't understand when they're overstaying their bounds, that's just embarrassing for them, and it's embarrassing for us, too, because we don't like having to be bitches and reject them.
Exactly. But what do you think of this whole idea of a guy, you know, not visualizing getting drunk, but visualizing having a decent conversation with someone, visualizing his success with a woman?
Yeah, yeah. A guy who comes up to me and, like, he's not seeking to get anything out of me. He doesn't have that expectation that he's going to get a date or get a kiss or get a dance. He's just coming up. He's enjoying the conversation. If he sees it's not going anywhere, he walks away. I'm like, wow, that was a great guy. Because he was confident in himself. He knew that his only goal was just to be himself, see if there was a spark. And if there wasn't, he walked away. That's cool. That's great.
Yeah, that's right, guys. I mean, if all you expect is just a nice conversation, maybe you'll actually get something better in return. All you have to do is go in and just have fun. That's often when true success will occur. Great. Well, Amy, you and I are quite familiar with David D'Angelo's Double Your Dating series and the many gurus he's interviewed.
Now, that's not because I want to pick up women, by the way.
Well, yes, that's important to note. I particularly like what Ken Kenny said on one of his programs. He said that just because a girl is really hot doesn't mean you should let her off the hook for behavior you find unacceptable. He says, no guy, no matter how attractive this girl is, should let a girl do stuff that annoys him. Your standards are that a girl should treat you with respect, so make her do that. If you let a girl continue acting like a drama queen, she will, and eventually drive you nuts. Well, all well and good. But Amy, how can guys appropriately let a girl know that they're the boss and that they won't stand for such, you know, roguish behavior?
Well, one simple way is just to walk away. I mean, I think a lot of guys go up to a woman and there's a lot of immature girls out there who just end up acting up and they think, I still want to be with her. And so they accept her crap, hoping that, pretending that it's a test. And if they stand there and they take her crap, they're going to pass the test. No. To pass the test, you just have to say, nice meeting you. Walk away. Don't criticize her. Don't say, man, you're being a bit of a drama queen tonight. I suppose if you're trying to be funny, you can.
Yes.
But if you walk away, she's going to say, gosh, maybe I wasn't supposed to treat guys like that.
So out of this, we have the whole idea of choice. Now, I think a lot of guys will just take the first girl that accepts a date with them, or like you said, just the first girl that's willing to talk to them, even if she's acting like basically a bitch, and not think too much of what they really want in a girl. But Ken Kenny, again, makes the excellent point that the more a man comes from choice, two things will happen. One, the higher quality woman he will attract. And two, the more likely the relationship will actually last because he won't rush into something that's not ideal. Did you get that, guys? You'll actually get better woman when you choose better woman. What a great thing. Amy, you've seen the opposite of this happen with both single, never been married guys and guys coming off a divorce and trying to get into the next marriage. They lower their expectations and in the process lower their status. What's the whole deal with this?
I don't know, but I heard someone say once that 90% of relationships are people who've settled. And that's pretty scary. But when I look around me, I realize, gosh, out of most of the people I see who hook up, it's just because they're both lonely and they'll both sleep with one another. So, gosh, I guess we should be a couple. Come on. I mean, you can be in that situation. If you are lonely, you want someone to sleep with, that's fine.
Yes.
But don't pretend it's a relationship. And when she puts the guilt trip on you to say, hey, we're sleeping together, we must be a couple, say, no, I made it clear at the beginning that I just want some companionship. And I've even had guys, heard guys say that you're not up to my standards. Gosh, you know, I'll sleep with you, but you're not good enough to be a girlfriend. I don't know if I actually advocate that, but
yeah.
I heard guys say it.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a fine line. You want to certainly, you know, expect the best and let them know that you do that, but you don't want to be too rude at the same time. So, you know, there's sort of a balance there. Great. So we know what kind of woman we want, and we know how to choose them. Now we have to figure out a way to parlay these two things into getting girls to choose us. Now, a lot of guys, Mystery, David D., Craig, pretty much all the great pickup artists, say that to attract a girl, you have to break the mold, do the unexpected. Craig says, and I like this, if you can break someone's routine and break their current state, fill it with energy, whether it's positive or negative, getting a reaction out of somebody is huge, and they will remember that. He says, if you can spark a reaction out of somebody, it will impress them. I totally have to say I agree with this. One of my big lessons is that attention, whether good or bad, is like publicity. There is no bad. Attention, for attention's sake, is almost unconditionally good. Almost, because getting arrested or getting thrown out of a place is not good for the girl you're trying to impress.
And that's never happened to you, has it, James?
No. Let's, you know, keep that under wraps. And it's certainly not good for you. That's right. But doing things the other guys just aren't doing, well, now that's a winner's game. So, Amy, what can you tell us about this? I mean, any interesting occurrences? I mean, any guys that you've sort of gone out with because they did something that, wow, you just remembered for being so different?
Well, I'm not sure. When I tend to go out, I tend to see cookie cutter guys. They all seem to look the same. But I do remember one particular guy, and he was at the gym. And I used to go, I'm quite a gym buff myself. Uh-huh. And I'd always work out in the free weight section because, of course, there's more guys there, right?
Of course.
And there was this guy there, and he was massive. He must have been, 6'5", 250 pounds.
Yep.
Ugly as sin. Ugliest guy. His mother couldn't have even loved him. And he would go and he'd bench press and he'd grunt and he'd make all these noises. Everybody in the gym thought he was a real dickhead. But he started talking to me. And simply because he was so ugly and so huge. Anyway, I found out later he's a prison guard.
Okay. Makes sense.
Oh, my God. But he would tell me the funniest stories and I would laugh. And I ended up being irresistibly attracted to this guy simply because he was so different from any single guy I'd ever met before. And at the same time, another guy was going to the gym who actually ended up having a fling with that was gorgeous. He was blonde. He was cut. He was tanned. And, he didn't interest me as much because he was just normal.
I mean, we could go into a whole other lesson about how being funny and having a good sense of humor are just priceless towards getting girls. I mean, I think you'll agree that that's one of the top things girls look for.
Definitely. Part of it is, just think about it, do you want to spend the rest of your life with a guy who's serious and glum all the time? Or do you want to laugh your way till you're old? I think that's...
Those are the things you'll remember. And it's all about doing things that girls will remember that they'll laugh about when they get older. I mean, so speaking of funny stuff, I mean, David D'Angelo has this whole theory of cocky funny, doing things that, a little bit of cocky, a little bit of funny. Girls will remember that. Some of the stuff that he and his friends recommend are outright hilarious. I mean, really funny, but perhaps a little rude. I mean, for example, they talk about things such as, deliberately bumping into a girl and saying, "Watch it, punk." I'm not sure I recommend that. I mean, it may work, but personally, I don't suggest slapping a girl's hands or deliberately bumping into her, giving her the finger, whatever they recommend.
And the other thing as well, you've got to realize women who that might attract might have a little bit of insecurity and bitchiness,
yes,
too. I mean, someone like me, forget about it. You treat me that way, I'm gone, because I want a guy who's going to treat me well.
This goes back to the whole thing of choice. I mean, what kind of girls do you really want? I mean, do you really want the kind of girls who are going to fall for that behavior? That's something you have to figure out. However, doing something ballsy is just the point. Girls see that you've got the balls to do it, and because it's sparked in a reaction in them, they'll remember that. They'll acquaint this unique experience with you. I mean, I recommend a little nicer things. I mean, for example, I've got these friends in Beantown who love going up to a girl and just saying, "Y'all look like Beyonce." And I mean, as you can see in Amy, I mean, it gets a response, not necessarily a good one, but it's something, they'll probably laugh about with their friends. Some of these girls even like, "Wow, really?" It's spontaneous. It's funny. And it gets a response. Another one is the random high five. Just go up to a girl and say, "Hey, high five." A girl worth your time will go along with it. She'll at least get a laugh. Maybe you won't talk the whole night, but she'll giggle. She'll be like, "Ha ha!" And it's an easy conversation. Just say something silly like, "Wow, you're really good at this. Cool."
The other thing, too, is I think that brings us down to my firm belief is that flirtation brings us back to our child
yes.
level. When as children we used to play together, we didn't care what the other person thought. We just wanted to have fun. When you do silly stuff like that, that's stuff kids do. But you know what? We all have fantastic memories of playing with other kids.
Sure.
And so when we get into that space, when you're acting like a kid, you let me act like a kid, suddenly I'm having fun, I'm not feeling pressured, and it makes the whole night so much better.
It goes back to the whole topic of those two guys you met at the gym. I mean, which one do you remember more fondly? The guy who was funny, made you laugh, or the guy who was, good looking, but pretty dull? Excellent. So, I mean, the whole point is that most guys just wouldn't do this stuff, which is exactly why you'll get a girl's attention. The key really is to not be like most guys. That's a winner's game. So, Amy, just one last thing. I mean, tell our listeners how important it is to separate yourself from the pack.
Oh, my goodness. This is what I talk about all the time, especially in terms of the nightlife. And guys sometimes think, "Well, I'm going to be different. I'm going to go out in maybe my biker jacket and leather pants and maybe look a little bit goth." And you're thinking, okay, so now you look like every other goth guy out there.
Mm.
And some guys say, "Oh, well, I'm going to get a mohawk and I'm going to dress like this." And like, "Hey, you look like all the other punks out there." I mean, we're not talking about looking different by belonging to an alternative group, that's still another form of being a cookie cutter. What we're talking about is being yourself in an authentic way that nobody else can pull off but you.
That's right. We're not talking about conforming. We're talking about comfort. We're talking about being happy with yourself and just, you know, maybe being a little different. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, TripleORelationships.com, a Unica Design Company, all rights reserved.